Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that we will always have problems, but the Bible will always have an answer for us if we will look for it. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We are to be righteous habitually. Righteous. According to the Word of God, and godly. This kind of man is not driven by a passionate emotional response to life's temptations, failures, and problems. No, he's not like that. I mean, look, things are going to happen. Those problems are going to hit. But the Word of God always has an answer. And his answer is always right. Remember, he is the counselor. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. And so his word always has an answer. Get in it, meditate, think on it, ask God to direct you, ask God to teach it to you, ask him to let his spirit open your eyes to see what you need. So here, aged is speaking of godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom. The worldly wisdom of life and experience, but it's godly wisdom. The serious state of life in these essentials that will be mentioned, yet it is all carried out in a loving control. In loving control. That's why we said here in reading this verse, in doing these in loving control, what did verse 2 say? He said that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate. You know what the word temperate means? It means doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, and not doing the things you're not supposed to do. Okay, that is a good definition of temperance. Temperance. A lot of people say, well, temperance is dealing with drinking. Yeah, you're not supposed to drink alcohol, so don't. But water's a good thing, so temperance is also drinking what you're supposed to drink. Okay, so that'd be temperance. So again, God's will, God's way, and God's timing is always best. And so, in wisdom, you do God's will, God's way. The wisdom of life and experience. In these essentials, let it be carried out in loving self-control. This is the opposite of chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Remember that? Where he said, unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate. You ever be around men, since this is addressed to men, aged men, that they can be talking about church, but then also make comments, maybe even of a lady walking by, that is not using exactly the language of the world, but it has a sexual innuendo. You're the one that this is talking against in chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. And so these aged men that are wise don't do that. You got a man at church that's doing that. He is unwise. I'd even talk to him about his salvation. He is unwise. And one man years ago said, well, I've got a real problem. I've got a low self-esteem. Why are you trying to esteem yourself? Let's esteem God. He'll lift you up. Get your heart and mind. You know, if our mind is stayed upon Jehovah, we'll be fully blessed. That's a promise of the Word of God. So keep your mind, your eyes on Jehovah, not thinking on what you failed or what you did wrong or what you missed in life or you think you missed in life. Yeah, you missed a lot of sin. So the man is to be grave, which is defined in its original meaning in the Bible days, it's of a humble attitude and respect for God and His Word. Again, just like I said, that is the opposite. When we look at chapter 1 and looked at those things in verses 10 through 16. Now, in these verses, we see some interesting things here. Okay, now, again, all of this that it's talking about that I've just gone over here with you, I'm just going over it with you right now, this is still behavior that becometh holiness. So these things in verse 2 that I'm hitting you men with, there are things that don't become holiness. Your behavior should become holiness. How you are, the kind of person you are inside and out. The mouth speaketh of the abundance of the heart. So be careful. So in those verses, we see men in chapter 1, verse 10 through 16, they're giving into the fleshly temptations. That's how contemporary music got in church, of rock and roll and all this other stuff they do now. They don't wear a tie. Isn't it interesting? They had to go see the president. They were getting married. Now, I've seen them come to church in shorts and t-shirt. I've made this statement several times. Okay. I said, you know, if you want me to marry your daughter, son-in-law, who will become your son-in-law, you want me to do their marriage, you know, and you've got this big thing. She's got this expensive gown. He's in a tuxedo and I come in there in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Well, first of all, as old as I am, that would be the ugliest thing you ever saw. But really, would they be upset? Why do they expect God to accept what they reject as improper? And yet that's what they are when they go into God's house. Don't call it liberty. Wouldn't I not have liberty to walk in with a t-shirt and shorts when it's in my own building? Before God, no. Before them, yes, because if I use their argument, I really do. Now, do I have liberty to do that? Yeah. But would it be righteous? No. It would be sinful. It'd be wrong. It'd be evil. If you go to see the president, if you go into a courtroom and you're dressed like a mess, that counts against you. They've kept reporters from going into a courtroom because of the way they were dressed. So again, why do we have a higher standard for those things than we do for God? So we've got to live up to God's standard. And so these verses are talking about giving into the fleshly temptations, and they end up turning the grace of God into lasciviousness in the local church and individual life of the believer. And so the behavior that becomes holiness doesn't get caught that way. And the aged men, you try to help these younger men to go in that right way. The local church needs aged men who will give both sober and grave attention in seeking to both bring younger men to a holy and righteous walk with God and a serious commitment to the faith in which the Lord Jesus Christ is all in all, and that is 100% evident in our lives. This should also be the thought of in-reaching. You say, what do you mean of in-reaching? That is seeing newly saved people, new people in your church. They walk in, not only make them feel welcome, invite them to your home, whether it's after a service for some, they say, coffee and cookies, or whether it's something else, going up, make them feel that you're friendly. Let them know you're friendly. Regardless of their age, make them know that they are welcome, they are wanted, and you're going to have a Christ-like spirit. Then you can be talking about spiritual things. You can talk about spiritual things. They come to your house and things that you got from the Word of God. That's why you need to have a daily time in the Word of God so you can share those things with them and give those things to them, all right? And so that's what we do. And you just keep on keeping on. So the next word is temperate. Again, that is defined as sound and discreet. As we told you, a simpler meaning, which is still just absolute true, that bears this out, is doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, not doing what you're not supposed to do. Now, this man limits his own freedoms at times that wouldn't really be wrong to do, limits his own abilities with proper biblical thinking so as not to bring disrepute to the name of the Lord. So, yeah, there are things that you could do and feel like it's not that bad, but it may have an effect on a new believer that is that bad. Men will hate holiness, and women too, but this is looking at men right now. But often you find they'll also highly respect it, although they try it. I remember as a young married man, I was just about 20 years old, I was working at a Sears Roebuck company in the warehouse. And I tried to witness to several of those guys. One of them just cussed me out and told me where to cram God. And I won't go into that, but that's too much already. But that guy, by the way, ended up getting saved. There's others that just really made fun of what I believed. I didn't drink. I didn't this, that. And all. They really ran it down. And they said, hey, I'm a Baptist. We do that. Well, let them say what they're going to say. Stay true to it. And yet I found that over time, several of those came to a thing where there's an auto accident and their wife was critical or something of that nature, just things that came in their lives that they came back to me and asked me to pray.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.